Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your brother Ariel, back at it again for another segment, another journey that Abba is going to take us on. What a fitting song. What a fitting song. I mean, the truth is, the song is 50 years old. 50 years old, and it still rings true today. It still rings true today. But it could be 2,000 years old. The world will always be in confusion if they're not abiding by Yahweh's. I don't care how civilized we think we are living and how up to date that we what we have in technology and all that, we will still live in confusion, a ball of confusion, if you're not living according to Yahweh's Torah. There's no other way to live but through his Torah. But it's 50 years old and still reigning true today, and wow, wow. Just look at the world today, a ball of confusion, a ball of confusion. And Abba don't want that for his kids. He don't want that for his kids. He don't want us to be confused. He said in his word, we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. So he's always trying to get us to know, to know. He that have an ear can see, he or she. He never want us to be in darkness. He never want us to be in confusion, which this world is in confusion. And I will have us going on a nice, this is going to be a wonderful journey, a wonderful journey, and it's going to speak to what's happening into this world. It was going to speak to the past, the present, and the future, and where we are right now in time in these 6 weeks. These 6 weeks, and what he has given me is the mystery of iniquity does already work. The mystery of iniquity. Iniquity. You know, he has given me that, and we're going to see what this mystery of iniquity is. And it's vast. It's vast. You know, he's been showing me things all week long. All week long. One, I think it was Wednesday night. I had to try to turn them off. I mean, not as you can ever tell. But you got to say, oh, I got to go to sleep. I got to sleep. Because not once he's feeding you, that word just keep coming. And one morning he woke me up this morning, one day this week he woke me up and told me that the next thing that's coming through, that's all I heard, a voice just kept telling me over and over. And it wasn't like I was dreaming. I could hear it. The next one that's coming, the next outbreak, the next with this COVID-19 going to be much worse. And it's not just that. It's just everything that's going on in the world right now, times are going to get much worse, much worse. And me and the brothers been talking about it via text and everything. It's been awesome. It's been awesome just to hear Yahweh speak to you, just to hear him tell you what's going on in this world. Because we are his kids. We belong to him. He's like a good father who sit his child on his lap and tell them and show them what's happening. So I will say again and always say, as all the rest of them are raised, the Kohanim, listen to these brothers that Yahweh has ordained, that Yahweh has anointed, set aside to do his work. Listen to their lessons, because they're very, very important in these days and times, very important. Let me open up with the opening scripture before I keep rambling on and talking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Torah Abayah wants to give me an opportunity to be a puppet. Giving me an opportunity to be your voice, to be someone you speak to, Father. Thank you for that, Father. What an honor, Father. Thank you for seeing me worthy to be able to speak your word, Father. I thank you for that, Father. For much doubt that I look at myself at times, but you say, no, I have chosen you. I have told you. So I thank you for that, Father. I thank you for that. I'm going to ask and pray for all Israel, Father, all Israel, that anywhere they're at, that you bless them, Father, that you keep them, Father, that you bring them to thy holy Shabbat, Father. Take hold of it, for we're a few minutes away from your holy Shabbat, Father, that you and you alone give them shalom, Father. You and you alone give them guidance, Father. And you alone, Father, be their battering ram, Father. Be their vengeance. Be anything they need to be, Father, as you told our forefather. One of our forefathers, Moshe, Eya Asha Eya, I will be that I will be. Father, you will be anything that we need, Father. You said that to Moshe, Father. We believe your word, Father. We hold your word, Father. So be that to any and all Israel, Father. And those who are listening, Father, may your word drop as sweet honey in their hearts, Father, and may it grow. May it take root, Father. May you be the one to plant, you be the one to water, and you be the one to give the increase, Father. Because you know, if it's you, Father, it would be no wrong, Father. That seed would take root. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Amen. Amen. Well, family, once again, we're on a journey. We're on a journey. Pay close attention because Abba going to be bringing out some things. He's going to be showing some things. We're going to be turkey backing off of some things that he gave the other Marais. And we're going to open up his word today. We're going to open up his word. And as he has given me this word earlier this week to tell people, my brothers and sisters, my family members, to stand down. Stand down, Israel. It ain't for us to run out there and be joining in these things. That word came to me, I believe it was Tuesday. Stand down, Israel. It ain't for you. Now, as our brother Moshe saw that one of his brothers was being done wrong, and he stepped in that. And he's not talking about that. But he's talking about, let's not go to this unjust and to this world system and be out there trying to, Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. And he had been giving me another feeling all week long, and me and Brother Yaquiel and the rest of the Marais have been talking about it, this feeling that we get, the spirit that we're discerning. Because if you ask us, no Brother Yaquiel feel that way. I don't know if any other brothers share the same sentiment. They'll tell you if they do. That this spirit, this thing that's going on, this thing is worldwide. It feels evil. And for the naked eye, for the eye that's just looking at it, no, ain't nothing evil about that. People coming together. People coming together. They banding together. They getting things changed. Stand down, Israel. Stand down. It does not feel right. It has a feeling to it. And if you have the Ruach HaKodesh, you will understand what I'm saying. If you have the Holy Spirit, you will understand what I'm saying. You will understand it. Particularly by the end of this lesson, you will understand this introduction right here. And you know, this is mystery of iniquity. The mystery of iniquity. But this one, for these 6 days, for these 6 lessons called the mystery of iniquity, but this one is Israel, stand down. Stand down. Yahweh is our rock. Yahweh is the one that got us. Yahweh is the one to tell us when to move and when not to move. So we're going to go to the, and I'm going to, prayfully I'll get through this because I have a couple articles. I know I'm not going to get through all the articles because it's so much. Just this mystery of iniquity is so much. I mean, and it has believers fooled. It has Israelites fooled. It has those who say they believe in Yah, those who say they believe in Yahweh and all the names that you can name and Yahushua, it has a lot of them fooled. It has a lot of them fooled. But didn't our Savior, our Redeemer, Yahushua HaMashiach tell us that if it was possible, even the very elect would be deceived? And I'm going to try to keep my composure. I'm going to try to just move as the Ruach, as the Spirit is moving me and not too long and jump to this and jump to that. But as he leads. And another thing that Abba told me this afternoon, and because this is a hard pill to swallow, just that thing right there. And prayfully, I can remember at the time that he brought it out. That I remember. If not, somebody tell me afterwards that I didn't bring it out didn't fit because I'm still chewing on it. I'm still like, wow, wow. But it's divisive. That's what he told me. It's a very divisive thing. A very divisive. And K.L. brought out something, his last teaching. He said that there are 208 sovereign nations in this world right now. And not man one of them is living by the Torah. And if we are believers and not man one of them living by the Torah, what does that tell you? And sometimes it's hard to look at things and see an evil in it. It's hard to look at things and see a sinister plot in it, that there's something evil lurking underneath. It's hard. But if we believe the Torah, there's only two spirits in this world that mankind can follow. It ain't your ancestors, people. It ain't those that you can call on, your ancestors, as Alchemetic brothers and sisters believe. It's not that. It's Yah, him, and everything that fall under him, that one spirit, and his Hasatan, and everything that fall under him. That's it. That's it. There's nothing else out there. And if you're not falling under Yah, you're falling under Hasatan. If you say you are or not, you are. You are. Let's go to this opening scripture and let's read some things and pray for how I can coming out of the King James tonight, family. Get your tools if need be. If not, thank Yahweh that this is being recorded. And you can go back in the archives and you can go over it. You can turn it. You can slow it down. You can rewind it. You can do everything you need to do to get what Yahweh is telling us. To get what Yahweh. So thank Yahweh for that. And we're in 2 Thessalonians 2:7. This will be what I will say. This will be the mantra. This will be my opening scripture throughout the series, throughout this 7 to 6 week series, throughout the journey. This will be my opening scripture to get this in our minds. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. For the mystery of iniquity already works. So let's start right there. Let's look up that word. And that is mousterion. Mousterion. And that is in your Greek concordance. 3466, mousterion, from a derivative of mu, to shut the mouth, through the idea of silence imposed by initiation into religious rites. Now that may be a good thing if you read about, if you end up and you say religious rites. We know that Yahweh has no religion. He has no religion. And if you look up that word, religion is going to take you back to a Greek word or Latin word, religio, to mean hold, to bind. So that's another thing right there where we can learn and we can gain from what he's talking about, something that's holding. But this thing is to shut the mouth. What are they shutting the mouth to? What are they not telling people? This mystery, the secret, what are they not telling people? Of iniquity already worked. So let's look up this word iniquity for those who may not know what it means. Let's see. And that is anomia. In your Greek concordance, 4, 5, 8. And somebody shoot me a text to make sure I'm sounding good. I'm just talking my mouth off, and somebody may. But you know what? If ain't nobody send one, I'm quite sure if everybody going or not, somebody would have sent it. Hey, brother, you sounding a little off there. Illegality, i.e., violation of law, or genitive case, wickedness, iniquity, X, transgression. So let's go to 4:5:9, and that is anomos, and that is in 4:5:9 in the Greek concordance, as a negative partial, and 3:5:1, lawlessness, i.e. a negative not subject to Jewish law. See, we get all the way there, and that's another thing. See, it's so much, and what Yahweh have given Brother Yaqiel is the illumination of the word of the Bible. That right there, when somebody go to that, they gonna go to the Jewish law. They're not going to go. It should be Torah. Torah. Because when you think of a Jewish law or how people minds go, they go to a Jewish holiday. They don't think of the Most High. They look at it as it's a Jewish thing. It's not a Jewish thing. That is one of the demonization of the word of Yahweh, because it's not giving honor to Yahweh. Anything that does not give to Yahweh falls under that. So we're going to turkey back off of that tonight also. What Yahweh has given us, brother. Torah. So they keep in secret the Torah. What, they're not telling everybody about the Torah. About you have to keep the law. So men have, no, I'm jumping here. It's a secret. It's a mystery. It's a secret. It's a mystery. And it's, and as we talked about this word sinister, it's a sinister thing. It's an evil that's happening, that has been happening for centuries now to the word of Yahweh. And not just to the word of Yahweh, to the world. Because the world looks at the Bible through what is on display, i.e. Christians or Jews. Straight up demonization of the word. That's how the world look at the word of Yahweh. Either you're a Christian or either you a Jew. Which one is more dominant is the Christian. And the Christian point of view is you're not under the law no more. But that's just not the mystery of iniquity. That's just pointing out little things. Let's continue going. But again, before we get into these articles, before we get into where we're going, we want to go and we want to know why Yahweh said, stand down, Israel. Stand down. Yahushua gave a parable. So let's go to Luke. Start at 1. We're going to 18:1-8. In the beginning, because I'm trying to take my time. I'm trying to stay on point. I'm trying to take my time. But I'm going to move as Yahweh say move. But remember, stand down, Israel. Compare this parable and hear, Shema it, and look at the world right now. Look at the world. Look what they're fighting for right now. Look where they're going right now. But listen to what Yahushua. Listen to the parable. I'm excited about his word. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray first and foremost, and not to faint. Don't get worried, family. Pray always and do not get worried. If you find yourself getting worried, you find yourself getting attacked, reach out to a brother or a sister. The reason why you have these brothers and sisters, so we're going to fall short, we're going to get worried. But he said, don't faint. But I got help for you. Reach out to these brothers and sisters. If you start fainting, if you start getting worried, if you're being attacked, reach out. Can't help if nobody's telling, nobody's reaching out, nobody's using the brotherhood or the sisterhood. We in our own houses keeping everything to ourselves. You don't think Yahweh see that? Maybe trying to humble you so you can reach out, brother or sister, But we keeping everything in. A parable unto them and said to this end, that men ought to always pray, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not Yah, neither regarded man. This world system. This world system, let's hear this and let's take it to this world system, does not fear Yah. It doesn't fear him. But let's wait. Let's read. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my habits. He that have an ear, let him hear. And there was a widow. Somebody's out here, a widow in this world. Somebody's been divorced from their husband, from their ish. Another husband. Going to an unjust, wanting justice from the unjust, wanting righteousness from the unjust. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not Yah, you hear the arrogance? Though I fear not Yah, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continue coming to me, she worry. What? What's going on in the world right now? Stand down, Israel. Stand down. Go to the unjust and get justice. He ain't going to give it to you. He fears not Yah. Only can come from Yah. Justice only going to come from him. Six. And the master said, hear what the unjust said, and he shall not. And shall not Yah? And shall not Yah avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I'm here sinning, I'm bearing long, but you're not coming to me. You're not coming to me, you're going to the unjust. Bear down. Just can't give you nothing. And shall not Yah avenge his own elect? Shall not Yah do that? Which cried day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? Let's not get worried, Israel. Let's not get worried. Because that is a very important question Yahushua asked Israel. Come back. Will I find faith? Will I find you doing what my Father asks you to do? Will I find you in Revelation 12:14? Here is the patience of the saints. He that keep the commandments of Yah and have the testimony of Yahushua HaMashiach. He was also in Revelation 14:17. Said it twice in there. Shall he find that type of faith when he comes back? He's asking that question. But if we go to the unjust for justice in Black Lives Matter, told us this ain't there for just a fuller. He don't have to fill or nothing. He don't got to fill up a page. He could say one word and it'd be enough. Sons and daughters. Shall he find faith? Shall he find faith? Let's move on. Let's go on. Let's move to Jeremiah 8. Jeremiah 8. Because we building something here. Y'all building. And in your spare time, read the whole chapter. Jeremiah 8, starting at verse 4. Listen to what he just said about this unjust. Right? And what he also said. Shall I find faith when I come back? If this unjust did it, surely Yahweh will do it for his. Surely. There's no doubt. In other words, Jeremiah 4:8-4. Moreover, thou shalt say unto them, thus saith Yahweh, shall they fall and not arise? Shall he turn away and not return? Why then is this people of Jerusalem sliding back by a perpetual backslide? They hold fast deceit. They refuse to return. Look at us. I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his own course, to his course, as the horse rushes into the battle. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed time, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people knoweth not the judgment of Yah. Yah said, look, I've been putting y'all through everything. I've been doing everything. I've been putting y'all through everything, and you still ain't calling out to me, Israel. You still ain't reaching out to me. You don't understand that's my judgment upon you. Guess who did? Guess who can tell the world, let's act like we coming together. Let's act like everything is coming back into order. Let's act like that we care about these people that we have downtrodden for so long. Let's everybody together and show these people that we care about them. The mystery of iniquity already worked. Or got rid of the Confederate flag. Do we know how big of a point that is? Do we? The Confederate flag flying at a NASCAR event is normal. It is not looked at as no strange thing. Everybody and the mother got a flag down there. So they said you can't even have it in the property because all you see if you ever watch the NASCAR is nothing but trailers. Campers pulled up with all type of Confederate flags hanging everywhere. If you ever been, it ain't like and you, it got stands, but where they got a park where nothing but trailers can pull up. It looked like a trailer park. That's what it looked like out there. And nothing but Confederate flags everywhere. Careful where you at in this country. Be careful. Because why? Somebody is working on their mind too. Hasatan is working on them too. They feel as though something is being taken away from them. Their statues are being taken down. They are getting ready. They feel as though something is being taken away from them. We gotta fight for this country, Bubba. We can't let this country go down like that. We gotta fight. These Negroes is not going to take over this country. That's how they feel. They rise them. They feel as though something is being taken away from them. They're being backed into a corner, in other words. So be careful, family. Be careful. Out there. All right, so my first article, because we want to look into some things. We want to look into some things. And look at Hasatan. He's trying to mess with my phone. He's trying to mess with my phone. Look at him. He's trying to see. This one is not trying to open. The first article, family, because we're going to see some things tonight. But what we want to look at is this world. We want to look at not just here in the United States that that are peaceful protests, also rioting, Lord, meeting. And but it's happening all over the world. Somebody is saying, you know what, we've been wrong to these people for so long coming together. It's an okey-doke. It's a setup. And guess who it's a setup for? Y'all's kids. It's a setup. By the end of this 6 weeks, we're going to see it's a setup for them. It's a setup for them. Oh, man. Come on now. Everyone I go to, he's trying to say, stop Mojo, though. He ain't going to stop Mojo. He's not. And that one's got no show. Give me a minute, family. And my first article, but when I went into my Safari, it says, cannot open page. You don't want this to go out. The first article, family, we're going to look at is sobs. We want to look at what does that mean, sobs. What does that mean? But let me see if I can turn on my Wi-Fi and be able to pull everything up from there. What does that mean? Is that happening here in this world system? Is that happening? There's a sob happening for those who don't know. We're gonna read everything. Just waiting from my oh my goodness, look at him. He ain't even trying to let me get on my own network. There we go. He can't stop nothing. He ain't gonna stop this word tonight. No, he's not. He ain't gonna stop this one tonight. No, he will not. Not this one tonight. He can't stop it. Hold on, family. Stay with me. I'm going nowhere. Stay with me. We not go nowhere. I'm going to go back and I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it. Because I got to read that. I got to read that. That's sobs. And the sobs, if I can remember, I got to try to remember it. It's a psychological thing. It's a psychological thing that happened. It's war. Oh, my goodness. He trying to have no network connection. Am I still on at least? He ain't trying to give me no network connection. None whatsoever in here. But you know what? I'm just going to move to another space. Hold on, family. I ain't going nowhere. Hold on. Hold on for a minute. Let me move downstairs. Because my internet then went out. I'm downstairs. Family, stay with me. Stay with me. Still ain't coming back. After time. Let me get this on. I'm going to get it on here. Some of my data ain't running. Oh, my goodness. Oh, you know, hold on, family. Let me get this. Put that in real quick. Let me get my password put in real quick. It's coming, man. It's coming. Coming back. We're going to win this battle. We're not going to win this battle right here. We're not going to win this one. And it won't even let me go to Google and Google it for y'all. But let's move on. We ain't got to worry about that. We'll come back to that next week. We'll come back to that next week because that article is talking about SOB, which is a short term for psychological warfare. It's a psychological thing that happens to the mind. to the mind and the mind of the people. In other words, they're trying to get the people to think a certain way, to move the people a certain way. It's a psychological warfare on the mind. It's psychological warfare on the mind. And that's what he's trying to play games. He's trying to play games with me because you know I'm excited about this word, the Abadabra. But let's see, does the word talk about how Satan trying to play psychological warfare on the mind? So let's move into Luke 22. Let's go back to Luke 31, family. Let's go to 22:31. Oh, I'm a little pissed at that, though. I am. I'm pissed at that. That he went in there and took me out. That's all right, though. Y'all going to get this glory. Y'all going to get this glory. And the master said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan have desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Sift you as wheat. You know, and let's look up that word sift. Let's look at that. Sinidos, from in your Greek concordance, that is 4:6:17. From Zenon, a seed, to riddle. Think about it. He's trying to make our mind into. It's a whole lot of things in our mind that if it's a riddle, we got to figure something out. We got to figure it out. That's what he wants our mind to be like. He wants our mind going every which way, like this word said, I mean, like the song said when he first came on with the Temptations, talking about it's a ball of confusion. And that's what he is doing to the minds of the masses. He's trying to sift their mind. He's riddling it and making their mind into a riddle. Let's move on now. Let's see where else the word talks about. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 1 through 15. I thought it was appropriate just to read the whole thing. 1 through 15. Remember, this is a sob. I wish I had it. We're going to get it next week. Hopefully everything will be right. Everything will be right. Would to God ye bear with me a little in my folly. And indeed bear with me. This is Brother Shaul talking. For I am jealous over you with a godly jealous. For I have espoused you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Yahushua, to the Messiah. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Mashiach. Excuse me. Another Yahushua, whom we have not preached, or if he received, ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted, ye might bear with him. Hold on. Let's move away, because remember, Israel, stand down. Remember that right now what's happening in this world, we cannot be a part of. But listen to what Brother Shaul, let's break this one down. Let's move through this one slow. Another Yahushua. So that means another leader who's coming up, not just in a priest. Let's move away from seeing priests, from seeing rabbis, from seeing preachers. Move away from that. Start seeing in the mind, where the anybody who's raising up and trying to lead the people a certain direction or trying to be a leader and speak, quote-unquote, truth to power, as the world would say. So let's But this, in other words, somebody either elected him or he elected himself to be the spokesperson or the leader. Or if you receive another spirit. Book of Revelation talks about spirits like frogs, compare spirits like frogs, and that they jump on one another, jump on people. Have you ever seen the movie Falling? And if you haven't, I'm going to explain just a little bit, real quick, where though there was a demon-possessed person, and he was able, whoever he touched, the demon that was on that person would jump on that person. Or if you ever been around somebody and they was negative, or they even if a motivational speaker and they roused you up, something jumped off of them and jumped onto you. That's what Brother Shaul said, and you have received another spirit. This Black Lives Matter movement, it is a spirit that's upon you. And all the other movements that's riding this coattail, because there's some movements that's riding this coattail that a lot of people don't know. They don't understand it. What's happening at the same time, this Black Lives Matter movement, the same thing that happened in MLK Day, the civil rights movement, that became civil rights for not just the quote-unquote blacks, but for all people. It moved right along with them. It was underground, right along. And the LGBT, they doing the exact same thing. All these other movements is coattailing off of this one movement. So don't look at it as everybody is coming together for these people that they love, have been loving for these last 400 years. They have not been loving these people for the last 400 years. So don't look at it like that. There are underground movements that's moving right along with this. And there's going to be legislation put in right along with this. So again, what Abba was telling us, to stand down, Israel. Stand down. Another gospel which you have not accepted, you might bear with him. And this is where I was with this other spirit, right? With all these people who are rising up and trying to be leaders and trying to put their ideology on you. And the thing that I said that I was wrestling with a little earlier, that I had a conversation with Abba about, it came when I got to this right here, this other spirit right here. And what he was telling me, what I was wrestling with, right, and still wrestling with, is we to move away from just seeing black people as believers. Now, look, listen, and understand as he told it to me, as he showed me. He showed me, because that is a device that Hasatan uses against us. And my question probably is your question, man, how are we going to move away from that, Abba, when all we see is that? All we see from 50 years that I've been on this planet is my time. That's all I've been around. It's my time. But the devices that Hasatan, he put us in, the devices, because we get out there and we think we're fighting for black people. We're fighting for black people. We all black. But as believers, we're not. We're not. So Yahushua can come and say, who is my mother? Who is my father? For those who do the will of Yahweh, and I pray that y'all understand what I'm saying. I pray that y'all understand what I'm saying. But Abba was showing me. Because just like y'all, my God was like, oh, Abba, you know, what you mean? Move away from that. That is the device of Hasatan. And if you ever listen to the radio show, I forgot the sister name, but she come on 88.9. That's all she talk about is how we being beat down and tried and everything. And I remember how that unclean spirit, it lashed on to me, because I felt myself getting mad. I felt myself getting sad. I felt myself going through all these emotions as she was saying how we have been or how the institutional racism has been happening to us for 400 plus years. But Abba has said to me just earlier and to us that you are not seeing my judgment, Israel. So I pray you understand what I'm saying. And everything we look at, and when we see the struggles, we see our brother struggling, we see our sister struggling. But when Moshe did what he did, yes, he saw a bleep. He saw a child of Yahweh, and we should always uphold or fight for all Yahweh's kids, and we're not saying that. But I know somebody's going to come with it, so I'm going to go ahead and give a disclaimer right now. We're not saying that we shouldn't fight for all Yahweh's kids. But we have to move away from these devices that Hasatan has been putting on us for years. Putting on us because we shouldn't have just seen George as a black man. We should have just seen George as a man that's being killed by another man unjustly. Not go through the channels of law that he was supposed to go through. He just outright executed the man on sight. So we should be up in arms over Black Lives Matter. We should be up in arms over equality for all men. And I pray and hope that y'all understand that. But he said, you have to move away from that. That is a deception of the adversary. We should see Iblis. We should see believers, those who do the will of Yahweh and those who don't. But I know we've been familiar with our brothers and sisters. We've been familiar with our coworkers. We're familiar with everybody. And it's not just that easy. But it was for Yahushua or HaMashiach. It was for the one you said you follow. Yes, he loved us. Yes, he cared for her. But he understood who is my brother and who is my sister. But those who do the will of Yahweh, they are. I pray he opened your eyes and into what he showed me. Because, hey, my first thing was, Bible. He had to take me through the word and show me. He had to move upon me and show me in my mind and move these volumes from my mind. But let's move on. And the second one, article that we're going to go through, or just another definition of something. Because again, remember, we're talking about the mystery of iniquity. And this one is just a definition of a word. But again, this will take you back off of what Brother Yaakel has been getting from your Abba. The word is destabilize. Think about that. The first thing that comes to your mind is something coming into something and it's taking away its stability. That's what it is. It's taking away the stability of a thing, what it stands on. And that's what we see happening in this country today. The country is being destabilized. So Israel, stand down, because if the country is being destabilized, what's going to happen to it? They don't just want the country destabilized. They just don't want Black Lives Matter. There's some things that's happening out there that a lot of people who are just moving upon their emotions and do not understand. They're moving with emotions. It is anarchy that's being promoted underlined, underneath. Remember what happened. Remember. It is these people, the things that's happening underneath. Anarchy, lawlessness. But who don't know what that means? Lawlessness. They don't want law. I heard in one television news station today said man can govern himself. No, he cannot. The police gone. I watch the police here. I need the police here. Because man human nature is terrible. I know, because I'm one. I'm a human. They want anarchy. And here's a few things. Three things to think about. If you have not noticed it, when the first couple of nights, when it happened, let's take your mind back. Where did all the bricks come from? How did you get freshly bricks outside and everybody throwing bricks? Where did bricks come from? Anybody ever ask that question? Everybody throwing bricks through everything. Who in the world got a stack of bricks just laying around and all of a sudden, ooh, let's throw some bricks. Excuse me. It's just like when we over here in Baltimore, because that's where we at, and they say the kids were throwing rocks. Where all the rocks come at? That wasn't in dirt field. Who in the world dropped a box of rocks and everybody picking up rocks, throwing rocks? Who throwing bricks? Where did bricks come from? And if you go back and look at the thing, why was it two police officers jumping out the ambulance with bulletproof vests on? That wasn't regular M&T. It wasn't them. It was police officers jumping out the van. I mean, jumping out the ambulance, putting this man in the ambulance. Act like he was checking his pulse, didn't check his pulse. How you checking his pulse, the man's knee still on his neck? How are you doing that? Bulletproof vest on, handcuffs, jumping out of ambulance. Huh? Stand down, Israel. There's something going on. Something sinister that's going on. Stand down. Stand down. We don't know. We have no clue if you ain't following what the word of Yahweh said. Stabilize. Let me read this right here. To make a government or political group lose power or control, or to make a political or economic situation less strong or safe by causing changes and problems. And that's another thing. Stop looking at the mainstream news and taking everything off the mainstream news for truth, because it's not. They being ranked. We're going to look into that too on this. They being ranked. It's five men. All the major news outlets, all the major stations, five men. And they have subsidiary companies that's branching out all over the world. Everything coming right back to these men. We're going to look into that. We're going to look into that. So stop looking at that television and taking everything for gold, what they saying. Because they're lying. They're using a psychological, a psyops for your mind. They destabilizing this country for a reason. For a reason. They're making dumb down. I don't need too much to make yourself look bad. But wow, we never saw so much news go against somebody. I'm the only one disrespecting me, the President of the United States. That office alone should garner respect, even though if the person in it is not a respectable person, but the office alone should garner that. Alone. So they destabilize in this country. They coming in and they destabilize. The same thing. Let's go to the scripture right here. Let's go to Jude, and there's only one chapter, Jude 1:4. Same thing. See, I told you turkey back and off of what Brother Yaquiel talking about, what Yahweh giving to him. Because the word of Yahweh has been destabilized. He brought that out in his last teaching. For there are certain men crept in unaware, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our mighty one into lasciviousness, and denying the only our master, Yahushua HaMashiach. They crept in where? They crept in the assembly. They crept in Yah's way. They crept in the way of Yah. They crept in. But that's all right. That's all part of Yahweh's plan. But again, they crept in to destabilize it, to try to knock off some of its potency. They crept in there. He said, men of old. So this thing happened not just in the days of Shaul, but this thing happened way back. But we bring it up today, how they are removing the word of Yah all over. They're going in the word of Yah and taking things out. Taking things out of the word of Yahweh. They are destabilizing it. They're not giving it its stability. We know as believers that they can't do that. But for a moment, we get destabilized, as the word says in Revelation. Everybody had been by that old serpent, the dragon, because at one time we believed in the Star of David. We even had something to say and how to put it together in the Star of David. We believed in Hanukkah that it was 8 days miracle. We had believed a lot until Yahweh had to come in and change things and move things around and say, now you're off course. You have been destabilized with my word. These men that crept in thousands of years ago. The mystery of iniquity does already work. And that's the thing. They're trying to take the stability away from Yah's word. They can't, though, because Yah always going to come back and straighten it up. Say, here you go. You're on the right path now. You was a little off, but now I got you. As long as you stay with it, endure to the end. So let's go to Jeremiah. Let's see what Jeremiah had to say about this. These men of old. Jeremiah, and that's Jeremiah 5, starting at verse 26 to 31. Jeremiah 5, starting at verse 26 to 31, family. For among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that set a snare. They set a trap. They catch men. A cage is full of birds. So are their houses full of deceit. Therefore, they are become great and waxing rich. They are waxing fat. They shine. Yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. And the right of the needy do they not judge. For shall I not visit for these things, saith Yahweh? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end there? Now we ask questions, Lord. We got love when we ask questions. But listen to what he said. My people love it like that. They love lies. They love it. You try to come to them and tell them you're outside of the will of Yahweh. They do not care. They love it. They do not care. They love living the way they live. They love having this fantasy that I'm serving God and living how I want to live. You are lying to yourself. Yahweh says you love living that way. You don't love the way I want you to live, but you love to hear these false ministers, these false prophets teach their version of my word. They're destabilizing the word of Yahweh. They're trying to end it. So Yahweh come back and fix it up for us. Where we at now? And let's go one more for this one right here, family. And that's Yeshayahu. Let's go to Yeshayahu 10. That's Isaiah 10 for those who don't know. Isaiah 10 and 1. 10:1. We're going to look up two words in this verse right here. Woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees, and that right grievousness which they have prescribed. In other words, Yahweh said, feel sorry for y'all who's writing these false laws, who's writing these false commandments, who are commanding the people to follow them. Let's look at this first word, decree, in this verse right here. Let's look at that. That's in the Hebrew concordance. That is kaka. And that's the Hebrew concordance 27:10. A primitive root, probably to hack. They hacking the word of Yahweh. Hacking the word. They're trying to hack the word of Yahweh. Because you go back into Yahuda or Jude 1:4, they crept in to do what? To hack the word. But he's talking about these men way back in the day done this thing. Hacking the word of Yahweh. I.e. engraved. By implication, to enact what? Again, they passing laws. They telling people these commandments. Yahweh said, woe unto you. You do not have to keep Yahweh's law. You get them to read that. Y'all can finish reading that in your own time. Let's go on to the next decree with the S on it. Let's look at that one. And that is Kaket. And that is in the Hebrew Concordance 27:11, from 27:10, an enchantment, a resolution. What? That's not what they're talking about right now in this world, a revolution. Black Lives Matter, we need a revolution. Yahweh, way back then, history of iniquity doth already work. So now mankind is trying to implode this country. Going to happen to this country if it's imploded? They're trying to implode it. They're trying to destabilize it. Who is behind this? We'll get to that by the end of this. So let's move on. One last article. Hopefully I can pull that one up. And House of Time has not messed with that one. And that is there. And it's from Forbes. Yes, Forbes magazine that came out yesterday. If anybody, oh my goodness. Oh. Oh man, family. It just disappeared just like that. It just disappeared just like that. But I remember because I read it earlier, and I'm going to paraphrase it for you. But that's all right. Next week, everything will be working right. The Prince of the Power of the Air, he's working hard. He's working hard, Israel. He's working hard. And this one was from the Pentagon. This is in Forbes magazine talking from the Pentagon how the Pentagon has a plan or has been doing drills for the last couple of years, I'm going to say, if I can remember, I'm paraphrasing, but on Generation Z, this generation right here, this young generation, and it's called War Game, where they've been implanting things to see how Generation Z reacts. They are targeting Generation Z, and I believe you, Generation Z is from 18 to 30, I believe. I don't know, but I don't get with that millennials and all that stuff. I don't know about that. Millennials, I don't know. I don't follow that. What is it about? Look at that, though. Look at that. War games. And that's what it's called, war games. Because if you remember, back in the Freddie Gray, the kids in school, all the kids was in school. And they somehow, some way, got a text that went, everybody in school got the same text to meet up at Douglas. To meet up, at, not at Douglas, but across the street from Douglas, the subway system, and we're going to get up there and we're going to protest. And when they got up there, somehow a bunch of rocks was there so they could throw. How you get a bunch of rocks up at Mont Dorman subway, I have no idea. But it was there. Thing we saw on the news a couple of days ago. Bricks, again, magically appeared somewhere. Everybody got a fresh brick. And if they went down to the lumber yard or the mason yard and said, give me a stack of bricks and put a stack of bricks there, although somebody did put a stack of bricks there. And somebody was the first to go grab a brick. Who put the bricks there? We'll look into that later. But again, they called it war game against Generation Z. So it's a farce going on. It's a destabilized that's going on. There are war games going on. There's a mystery of iniquity that all that falls under. It's happening right now. And I was saying to his children, stand down, Israel. Stand down. House of Time don't want this to go out for him, but he ain't stopping it. He is not going to stop this. But I will again do not want us to be to know. He want us to know. And I'm going to stop right there tonight, because that was my last one. But I do have several more that I need to read. But prayfully, next week, we'll start off with the Psyops. If you get a chance, go just Google it. Google Psyops. Google the Pentagon document, War Games Against Generation Z, out of the magazine Forbes. Google it. And look at it for yourself. Information is out there, man. You just got to be led to it by the Spirit of God. Let me hit y'all with my closing prayer and my closing benediction to Yahweh. I want to thank everybody for listening and giving me an opportunity. Again, family, stand down and do not run back out there and jumping back in that world system. Do not run out there. Continue to build your immune system. To continue to wash your hands. Continue when you're around people to wear your mask. I know it's uncomfortable, but we have to stay in point. Because the second round is going to be much worse than the first round. And that is a sign. Me and the brothers, I don't know if everybody saw a lady on the news say, we didn't. She slipped up and said, we didn't affect a lot of people. A lot of people didn't catch it. They was expecting millions upon millions of people to die from this thing. That's the thing they wanted. But again, dumb Donald kept throwing it out. Hey, when it get hot, you know, it's going to be gone. Just like that, if it's going to disappear. So try to pay attention to Donald Trump, President Trump. Keep talking, man, dumb Donald. Because he's trying to let us know. And here's another question we got to ask. What did he mean when he said he's going to clean the swamp? He's going to clean the swamp. And we're going to look into that again next week, this deep state. So that was another article I got to look into. Bless are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Bless are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Bless are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Bless are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Bless are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to the own. Bless are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Bless are you, Yahweh, who blessed Yisra'el with shalom. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Todah Abba Yah, for what came out tonight, Father. May we munch on it, may we go on it, may we comb it, may it take root, Father. May you allow it to grow within us, Father. May we continue to have our guards up. May we continue to guard our gates, Father, so that old serpent, Father, your adversary and my adversary, is seeking whom he may devour, Father. send down your second helper, Father, as you see fit, Father. Strengthen us as you see fit, Father. Give us more of your Holy Spirit, Father, as you see fit, Father, for those who need it, Father. As you said it in the parable of the talents, those who use more will get more. But those who do not use it will not get it. Father, so as you see fit, send down more of that rock hop on that, Father. May we all be tillers of the ground, Father, and planters of seed, Father, for your holy and precious word, Father. In Yahushua's name we pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom.
Thank you. blessed love. We give thanks to the Almighty Yah for the opportunity to perform for you today. We want to thank Robin Applewood, Dogman Joe. Give it up. Give it up for the Sheba Warriors band. This is Queen Makeda coming to you from Zion, Jerusalem, Israel. Visit us online, queenmakeda.com. Check us out over here. I'll be signing for you. Bless and love. Thanks to all my fans who came out. I love you. We love you so much. Shalom.